USA News, I'm Lance Pryor. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Middle East on Monday was followed by a 7.5 a couple of hours later, causing massive destruction across Turkey and parts of Syria and destroying thousands of homes. The death toll rose to 4,850 as rescue workers continue to pull survivors from the rubble. Here's what to expect from President Biden in tonight's State of the Union address.
Biden will call for an expansion of last year's Inflation Reduction Act cap on the price of insulin, asking Congress to limit costs to $35 a month for those beyond Medicare. The president will call on Congress to impose a minimum tax on billionaires and to raise the tax on corporate stock buybacks. None of these proposals are likely to see a vote in the Republican-controlled House. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called on President Biden to agree to compromises and spending cuts as the two remain embattled over raising the nation's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
The Ohio train derailment last Friday continued to be a threat Monday. The operator Norfolk Southern has declared the controlled release of vinyl chloride into the air in East Palestine a success. Had this release not been done, Norfolk Southern officials say the tanker could have eventually exploded. Disney Entertainment removed an episode of The Simpsons cartoon from its streaming platform in Hong Kong that mentions forced labor camps in China, in a reference to the Uyghurs' struggles, and viewed as unacceptable to Beijing. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready. Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
A man wearing mouse ears has been arrested after the suspected intruder breached the home of Air Force One, one of the nation's most sensitive military bases, Joint Base Andrews. Officials at the base say the event happened at 11:30 a.m. Monday. A man was allowed to drive in from a gate, then gained access to the JBA housing area. A resident discharged his firearm. Security forces arrived on the scene to apprehend the intruder. The Air Force said late Monday it did not have anything to add. Joe Biden in 2024? Most Democrats say no.
As President Biden prepares to deliver his State of the Union address, a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows that a majority of Democrats feel one term is enough for Biden, with only 37% saying they want him to run for re-election. That's down from 52% in the weeks before last fall's midterm elections. The poll suggests that not many adults give Biden high marks on any of his legislative victories. Many also believe the 80-year-old's age is a liability, with people focused on his coughing, his gait, and his gaffes. They say a high-stress job like president may be better suited for someone younger. I'm John Schaefer.
Just when you thought scientists knew it all about our solar system, guess again. Astronomers recently discovered 12 new moons around Jupiter, putting the total count at a record-breaking 92. That's more than any other planet in our solar system. Saturn has 83 confirmed moons. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.